nurses how to show compassion. Well, one former nurse says you can, and he's set up a business to sell his compassion course to the NHS. It's what's known as a social enterprise, a business that's meant to be socially useful as well as profit-making. And despite the economic downturn, social enterprises are currently doing rather well. We're going to be reporting this week on the work of three social enterprises, each of which has been recognised as the most innovative in its field by NESTA, the National Endowment for Science, Technology and the Arts, which supports socially motivated businesses. In the first of our reports, Charlotte Ashton from Colchester.
People rushing around, people feeling not to have a sense of calm or care.
For most nurses, this is just another complaint about their shortcomings.
People under pressure, harassed, stressed. In a nutshell, patients feeling afraid, nurses feeling devalued and unappreciated, and managers feeling completely burdened, and then, of course, families feeling guilty.
But for Andy Bradley, it was a gap in the market. Andy grew up in the care home run by his parents. When he started working in the NHS, he found that not all nurses were as kind as his mother had always been, so he devised a course of compassion training and set himself up as a business called Frameworks for Change to sell it.
OK, folks, thank you very much. So stay together in your pairs, please.
Despite straitened times, the NHS Trust in North Essex is buying Andy's compassion medicine. It makes good business sense, because as survey after survey has shown, the one thing every patient wants is a kind nurse. Here's clinical manager Denise Cracknell.
This is what we came into the job to do. We have targets that we have to maintain, but I think that the fundamental reason that we're here are the people that we're caring for, so they're our business. They're the people that we're serving.
And there's demand from the nurses too. I wondered if they might be rather offended by being sent off for some compassion training. They did, after all, choose to go into the caring profession. But healthcare assistant Richard Drost, here for his first kindness class, says not.
There are some people who might think that possibly this is a little condescending, teaching them how to suck eggs sort of thing. But there are certain pressures on the ward. Sometimes maybe a staff shortage or everything can get a bit hectic at times. If it's just something that just makes you stop and think, it's something for the good.
What we're working with here is creating these habits. So we're practicing some.
Andy has identified some habits nurses can adopt to make sure they're kind, even when they're very busy. The first one is called profound listening.
Now, what's radical about profound listening is that you listen with a quiet mind. And this is kind of a fairly big challenge because you've been trained to nurse people and do stuff, possibly even rescue people.
Well, I think it's unsurprising that a very busy, stressed, harassed nurse that's unconnected from his or her core values will have what we call a very busy mind. They'll be very distracted. They'll be thinking about the next patient. They'll be thinking about something else entirely. And actually, what we teach is to really arrive in each moment with what we call a quiet mind. So that's about presence. It's about mindfulness. It's about really being there, one patient at a time, one bedside at a time.
Do you ever get criticised for being a bit kind of airy-fairy, a bit sort of hippie, you know, about your core values? And you're nodding.
I'm nodding because I do, and because I recognise that. In the Western mind, compassion is often characterised as kind of soft, a little bit fluffy, a little bit hippie. You know, we've got targets to meet, the NHS is changing, it's about profit, choice and control. My point there would be my experience of living a compassionate life requires a real discipline. So it's actually about, in this ward, are we creating the conditions for people to be reliably compassionate? That's actually hugely disciplined.
So does it work? Nurses Lee Rippon and Julie Aston have had some months of compassion training. They don't strike me as particularly hippie, but they're definitely converts.
The response from one of the gentlemen was he felt like he was with a friend instead of somebody who was a technician, and that was so profound.
The quality of our teamwork has improved. We're very, very compassionate towards each other now. That's something that gets lost in a busy day in the NHS. And also, when this gets to you, you take it into your personal life as well. So it's a good thing all round. I feel a better person for this experience.
Andy Bradley's ambition isn't modest. He's confident he can change the whole culture of the NHS by virtue of the fact he's an independent operator, a social entrepreneur who's stepped out of the system to change the system.
There are certain kind of cultural norms around who does what and how things get done that tend to get broken down when you're in a different kind of space. It's not that there isn't great thinking in the NHS and local authorities, it's just sometimes really difficult to release it. With great respect to every NHS employee, I hope that people will understand when I say that I don't think radical change can come from within. I think if it could, it would have happened already.
If he's successful, Andy Bradley will certainly have a fan in the Prime Minister. Last month, David Cameron said the whole approach to caring in this country needs to be reset. But if Andy Bradley can't get the NHS to buy into his theory, well, he'll simply go bust, at no cost to the public purse. But for the meantime, at least in North Essex, Frameworks for Change have got plenty of compassion customers. Here's a final thought from occupational therapist Julie Aston.
The people that I work with and the patients that I serve may not remember my name, but they will certainly remember how I made them feel.
Julie Aston ending that report from Charlotte Ashton. You're listening to The World Tonight on Radio 4 with Robin Lustig. In a moment...